Isaiah 58 is the prescription, what God called his people to do. He called them to have what I call an operating system. What is supposed to be running in the background of our minds, living in a morally declining nation just like Israel lived in 2,800 years ago? What did God call the people who had ears to hear, the believers, the saints of 2,800 years ago, who were living with injustice, who were living with greed and materialism, and people that were heroes at their wicked lifestyles? What did God call them to do? He said, you should have an operating system of compassion, because that's what Christ had. And let me show you what I mean by compassion. This compassion is in Isaiah 58, starting in verse 6. In fact, I will go through the whole list of them. Look at what the Lord says we should have. Compassion for captives in oppression, those who are totally trapped by their oppression, for the hungry, the homeless, the cold, the suffering, those discriminated against, and just basically all the needy ones. Verse 6. Is not this the fast I have chosen? What God said is, you're going through this mindless worship. Those of you that hear my voice, what I want you to do is to be involved in a spiritual discipline and exercise that causes these things to be promoted in your life. To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. He said, I want you to have compassion and look at people, whether they're rich or poor, and see that they are truly, desperately needy. Now, and God describes all of them as captives. They're spiritually handicapped, they're spiritually blind, and they're totally bound by the cords of their sin. So the Lord says, you should have a compassion for them. Look at verse 7. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Did you know we're supposed to have a compassion for hungry people? If we know of people that do not have enough food to make it, and we don't respond to that, do you know what the Bible says? How does the love of Christ dwell in your heart? Jesus was moved when he saw people in need. He didn't move away from them. He moved toward them. That's what he says. He says, how do you deal in a culture that's disintegrating? You have compassion for the people that are oppressed, for those that are hungry, for those in verse 7 that do not have a place. Bring them into your house, the poor that are cast out. I mean, I was raised in Lansing, and my parents, my mom didn't work, my dad worked at General Motors hourly. We lived in a less than 900 square foot house with five of us. We had one bathroom, yet they brought home new converts from the mission, the Lansing City Rescue Mission. If someone came forward and got saved, gave their life to Christ, and wanted to have a fresh start, my parents would help them with that, getting started, getting back into life. And sometimes it worked gloriously, and sometimes they took anything they could stuff in their pockets from our house. We're supposed to. It isn't, well, if no one hurts me, I'll do this. If it doesn't cost me any money, if it doesn't injure or risk anything, I'll do it. No. Compassion for the homeless has its price. And for the cold, for those that don't have enough clothing, for those who are suffering, verse 7, look how it ends. Don't hide yourself from your own flesh. Those are people out there. They're not statistics. They're not rioters. They're people that are rioting, but they're humans that we're to have compassion for. And those who are discriminated against. Look at the end of verse 9. If you take away the yoke from its, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of wickedness, this is prejudice and sarcasm and the whole bad talking about. And did you know it is not godly to make fun of homosexual people? There's nothing that God is honored by mocking all of these trans and, I mean, what you see in the newspaper happening to Bruce Jenner is not funny, and it's not to be mocked. It's horrible. You know, our Olympic guy, Bruce Jenner, who's becoming a woman, that's because of the depth of his hurt on the inside. that he is rejecting what God made him and becoming what he can make himself. We're not supposed to mock that. There should never be a place for racial or moral jokes. God says, compassion from me makes that type of discrimination, whether it's racial or their sexual orientation, we never are to point the finger and mock them. And then finally, compassion for the needy, verse 10. Extend your soul to the hungry. That's compassion. Satisfy the afflicted soul. That's relief ministry. And what's the benefit of that? Verse 10, your light will dawn like the darkness. Your darkness will be like noonday. And the Lord, verse 11, will guide you continually. Lots of good blessings from Christ-like compassion. Why? Because that's what Jesus did.